The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Here comes Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas!
Hey folks, welcome to our, I think it's two.
Dose.
If it's not hour one,
dose.
Typically it will be hour two, because we don't have hour three. We could have. You know, when I started this program, they said to me, do you want to do 2 hours or 3 hours? I thought, 3 hours? Are you out of your mind? It's kind of funny because now I think, no, that would have been fun, but we just do two.
We just do two.
Two. Okay, so this is hour two, and in hour one, of course, we spoke to Liz Wheeler. Tomorrow, we will air the rest of my conversation with Liz Wheeler, whom I love. She's just terrific. She's terrific. If you don't know her, now you do. So tomorrow, we're going to re-air that. Tomorrow, actually, in hour two, I'm having a conversation with a friend, Sarah Berger. She has written a book. I will warn you in advance so you don't miss it. Hour two tomorrow. It's called Hope in the 11th Hour. Sarah and her husband, Steve Berger, they were pastors until recently in Leaper's Fork. I've spoken to their church many times. 13 years ago, they lost their son, 19 years old, car accident. And she has written a beautiful and important book. If you know anybody who's lost a kid or who's lost someone, it's important we understand God's perspective. It's, you know, it's not just important, it's God's will, because he wants us to walk with him through life, especially through these things. So tomorrow in hour two, I'll be talking to Sarah Berger. The book is Hope in the 11th Hour. And the subtitle is A Mother's Journey Through Grief with Eternal Eyes. Okay, coming up in this hour, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to bring in Jake Warner from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Some of you know today they are doing their arguments in front of the Supreme Court. I talk about that with Liz Wheeler. After Jake, in hour two, I'm talking to my man, Kirk Cameron. I love Kirk. He's a good friend, and I always we tease each other. And Kirk's funny because he's so serious and so sweet that you don't think he would tease. But I force him to find that side of himself. And anyway, but okay, Alvin. Before we go to, because I know we've just got a few minutes with Jake Warner to talk about ADF, and it's this very important case. But I want to reiterate what I was saying at the beginning of hour one.
Yeah.
First of all, we need you to go to MetaxasTalk.com and to click on the banner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to harp on this over and over until you go there. I'm going to hold my breath because this is such a sweet thing that we get to participate in freeing slaves. I guess I can't communicate it more effectively than I have tried to communicate it, but it's a beautiful thing. And we need to sometimes do something. You can't even imagine what it would be like to live in a world where there's slavery, where someone you know is gone, they're enslaved, they're going through horrors.
Yeah.
The idea that that is happening, just because it's not happening in our neck of the woods, it is happening to people less real than we are.
And real quick, they freed some people that have been enslaved for decades, not just years, which is certainly bad enough, but decades. And $250 can free a slave. So
CSI is the organization, but to find them, you just go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. And you know, Alvin, before we go to our lawyer guest, Jake Warner, I just want to say what I talked about at the beginning of the show about the Supertramp song.
Yeah.
I say this is the show about everything because God does not want us to live in boxes. He doesn't want to say, well, this is my religious life, this is my spiritual life, and that everything's connected. And all of reality points to God.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. God does not live in some religious corner. All of reality, He created the universe, and all of it points to Him. Every good thing, every true thing, every beautiful thing. So I mentioned the Supertramp song. Anything beautiful, God can speak through anything, and He wants us to live our lives in that way. He does not want us to kind of like say, well, I'm living my life over here, but then there's a spiritual side. That's nonsense. You're supposed to bring Him into every part of life, and that's kind of the goal, right? Is to live your faith out with that kind of integrity in every part of life. All right, I'm gonna shut up, and here we go. I'm gonna play my interview with Jake Warner. Very important. Here it is, folks. Listen in. Hey there, folks. Some of you know that the Alliance Defending Freedom today begins argument in the Supreme Court of the United States, an important new case. It's called 303 Creative. I wanted to talk to them about it. And we have Jake Warner, senior counsel with ADF, to speak with us. Jake Warner, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us, what is this case that begins today at the Supreme Court that you at ADF are going to be arguing? Tell us about, for people who aren't familiar with this, because it's an important case.
Lori Smith is a graphic artist and website designer. She owns 303 Creative, located in Colorado. And she wants to create custom websites and graphics celebrating God's design for marriage. But Lori lives in Colorado, where she is unwelcome to do that. The state would force her to promote messages that go against her deeply held beliefs about marriage. You remember the story about Jack Phillips, and Lori Smith saw what the state was doing to Jack Phillips, prosecuting him all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and wondered, am I under threat? And indeed, she was. So here we are going to the Supreme Court today, arguing Lori's case, saying that free speech is for everyone. The government doesn't have the right to force anyone to say something that they don't believe. And this is a critical principle to protect all Americans. We don't think the government should coerce Lori, but at the same time, we don't think the government should force an LGBT website designer to promote messages on their websites that go against their deepest beliefs. So this case is really about free speech for everyone. And we're hopeful that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to affirm that right for all Americans.
Well, what's fascinating to me is that I think any reasonable person understands that this is pretty simple. In America, we don't force people to say things or do things that violate their deeply held religious beliefs. We understand that. Everybody understands that. But there are places in the United States of America, like the state of Colorado, where they don't seem to care about this, and they are perfectly willing to bully people and to persecute people whom they choose to persecute. In other words, they seem to single out somebody like Jack Phillips or Lori Smith, who are Christians. They don't seem to go after Muslims or Orthodox Jews who share the same beliefs about marriage, but they seem to target these kind of people. And when this happens, your only recourse is to say, we have to go to the Supreme Court because Colorado is not protecting our religious liberties. But it's an amazing thing to me that we're at that point where we have to go literally to the Supreme Court of the United States of America to get these basic liberties defended.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Over the past 10 years, what we've seen are activists and government officials targeting people that they disagree with. Jack Phillips has been in court over 10 years now, and ADF represents artists all across the country, photographers up and down the East Coast, filmmakers in Minnesota, calligraphers and painters in Arizona. In many of these cases, the court is now getting it right, affirming the right of all Americans to say what they believe without fear of government punishment. But now we have Lori's case, 303 Creative, going before the Supreme Court today. And we're hopeful that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to make that the law of the land, holding that the First Amendment protects the right of all artists to say what they believe without fear of government punishment. That rule would protect not only Lori and people who share her views on marriage, but also people who hold wholly different views on marriage and some of life's biggest issues.
Well, it is absolutely extraordinary. We're out of time in this segment, but I just wanted to get you and this story before my audience. Jake Warner and ADF, thank you.
Thanks for your support, Eric.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey there, folks. Remember the 80s sitcom Growing Pains? Because I don't. No. I was in college. I wasn't watching that kind of stuff at that time. But later in life, I came to be friends with Kirk Cameron, who was one of the stars of that show. He grew up. He got a beard. He's got some children now. And he's on my program. Kirk Cameron, welcome, my friend. Good to see you. You cheer me up. I'm not kidding. You're one of these people, like, I just get blessed when I'm talking to you.
Well, I love it. I love how you like to dish it out. You like to, you know, tease and mock a little bit, and then you offer a compliment, and it all goes away. So I can't be mad at you. And you know I'm a Christian, so I got to forgive.
It's a standard, like, instantaneously. But it's a standard, you know, the Don Rickles thing, he would say. But we say these things in love. No, but I mean, teasing, I say this all the time. It's my love language. It's true. My mom is like that. You know, we tease. It's kind of a way of connecting. Yeah. Of course, some people could take it in the wrong way, but most people know, you know, that is my love language. And if I'm not teasing you, that's a problem. But you,
that's right.
Look, yeah, a lot of people do know you from Growing Pains, but it is true that in the 80s, I had moved on. You know, if you had been on TV in the 70s, now, you know, I would just be in awe.
That's a different story.
That I would get to talk to you. But the 80s, you know, no, I was simply not interested in that.
No, I wasn't either. You know, believe it or not, I never watched Growing Pains either, Eric. So I'm right there in the same boat with you. I was busy working.
I don't watch this program, okay? I'm way too busy. I don't need to watch this.
We were working on the nights that we were on TV, right next to Who's the Boss. And I never watched that show either.
By the way, I saw Tony Danza at a restaurant here in New York City just a couple of years ago. Okay, now we have to talk about what we're talking about, Kirk, because, you know, we're yakking here. But I want to be clear. First of all, you have a show on TBN. I also have a show on TBN. So, you know, I finally caught up to you. I finally caught up to you all these years. Because in the 80s, I didn't have any sitcoms or anything. But you have a show. What is the title? What is the name of your show on TBN?
Well, you know, I wanted to call it. I wish this was the Eric Metaxas show, but you know, Matt Crouch wouldn't let me call it that. So we ended up calling it Takeaways with Kirk Cameron.
Takeaways.
It's a talk show.
In
Takeaways.
England, in England, they say takeaway for takeout food. They say takeaway.
Oh, takeaway.
But yeah. In America, we don't think of takeout food. So takeaways are kind of like things that you know when you're processing something, what you take away from a conversation. So
yeah,
I've had the privilege of being
exactly.
on that program. And speaking of takeaway, I got nothing out of it. Nothing. No,
nothing.
But so your show.
You know why I like it? I'll tell you the reason I like it. I like the name Takeaways is that often we hear these great interviews from people, and if it's a good interview, I want to take something from that I can download into my life, an actionable
right.
item that I can do something with, not just say, oh, wow, that guy's really smart, or oh, those are some good ideas, but hey, what can I do? Can I be part of the solution? And so we usually give 3 or 4 takeaways. You know, with your interview, we had like 10, 12 takeaways. It was hard to figure out which ones to take from our conversation. You have so many.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's typically charitable of you, and I'm not having it. Not on my program. All right, so listen, actually, the reason you're the guest on my program today is because of a film that you have made or you've been a part of about adoption. It's called Life Mark. Now, I know we've talked about it before, but for people who missed that, what is the plot of this film titled Life Mark?
So one day somebody sent me a link to a short documentary, and it was the true story of an 18-year-old girl who changed her mind on the abortion table. She literally had a vision in her mind that this was not supposed to happen to her baby. And so she rolled off the table, chose adoption for her child, hid the whole process from her parents by moving in with her boyfriend, hiding the pregnancy. She gave her child up for adoption, thought she'd never see him again. 19 years later, he reaches out to her and he connects with that young woman. She thinks he probably hates her for abandoning him, but he wraps her up in a big embrace and says, I love you. Thank you for the choice that you made. I love my life. I love my adopted family. And it's an incredible story that is pro-life, pro-family, pro-love, pro-forgiveness, reconciliation, and new beginnings. It was in the movie theaters this last summer, just weeks after the Supreme Court decision came down overturning Roe v. Wade. So I see a big hand of providence in all this, Eric. A movie that celebrates the value of life in the womb and the beauty of adoption coming into the theaters and now on PureFlix and DVD for the Christmas holidays, right after the nation explodes over this issue of pro-life versus pro-choice.
Okay, so the reason you're on the program today, just to be clear, folks, is this film, which was in theaters, and we talked about it back then, is now available for you at home. And what is the best way for people to find it? It's called Life Mark.
Here it is right here. It's on DVD and Blu-ray. And you can go to lifemarkmovie.com, lifemarkmovie.com, and you can find out where it is. But it's streaming on PureFlix, and then it's also coming out. You can get it everywhere on DVD and Blu-ray.
And it's streaming on PureFlix.
That's right.
Okay. So I often say that part of the battle that we're in America is that the left, and when I say the left, I mean the secular left, the people who are uniformly pro-abortion, tend to be hostile to expressions of faith. They really have, over the decades, taken control of the narrative in the culture. And so you tend to hear certain stories or certain parts of the narrative over and over and over and over, and other stuff you don't hear. And the example of that is we've all heard a million stories of, you know, this woman's life was ruined because she couldn't have an abortion or she had a back alley abortion or whatever. You hear those stories over and over and over. You never hear the stories, which I got to hear through my wife because she was running a pregnancy center here in New York, of the women who chose to have an abortion and of how it ruined their life. It didn't bless them, but it hurt them, and they walked around with that wound. You don't hear those stories. those women are told, shut up. We don't want to hear that. That's not part of the narrative. We want to hear how this empowered you and this was a great thing for you. We don't want to hear about your pain or your guilt. We just don't want to hear about that. It's important for those of us who care about these issues to get our side of the story out. It's not enough to be right. And this story is a classic example of that. How many stories of joy, of happiness, of fulfillment as a result of someone choosing life? Those stories tend not to make it into the mainstream media. And those are exactly the kind of stories that I want to talk about on this program and anywhere I go to let people know, hey, folks, there are tons of people out there who, when they chose life, exactly the opposite of everything they were told is what happened to them. They were mightily blessed on levels that they didn't even think was possible.
That's right.
And that's what this is. That's what this movie is about. Life Mark is about, it's based on a story like that. And it's beautiful. And I'm grateful to you for being a part of this film. Now, were you one of the producers of the film? Because I know you're in the film.
Yes. So I was, I'm one of the three executive producers of the film. The Kendrick brothers are the others. And I'm also starring in the film as the adoptive dad. You know, Eric, one of the greatest joys of my life, I think the most important role that I've ever played is the role of a dad, as a husband and as a dad. And four of my children are adopted. They came to me via adoption. So there was a story that occurred four different times out there of a young girl who found out one morning that she was pregnant. This was an unplanned pregnancy. Who knows where the dads were, and the situations were all different, but this is a crisis in her mind. But then somebody along the way came alongside her and said, you can do this. There's a miracle growing inside of you. God knew before the foundations of the world that this day was coming, and everything that is needed for you to be the hero in this story has been prepared for you. And one way or another, she came to a place of choosing life for that baby. And then our prayers, me and my wife, get answered when an adoption agency comes and brings the two of us together, our children and us. And that's how our family got started. I am so grateful for adoption. I think adoption is something that people need to have. We need to recapture the beauty of adoption. It's amazing that it never gets brought up in the pro-life, pro-choice discussion. But adoption, I think, is at the very heart, the center of the heart of God. It's at the center of, it's at the heart of the Christmas story, for goodness sake. A young woman wakes up one morning with an unplanned pregnancy from her human perspective, Mary, and then Joseph, full of faith and love for God and love for the mother, adopts this young boy, raises him as his own son. And here we have salvation, redemption, and reconciliation coming to the world out of that story.
I think it is kind of amazing, right, around Christmas that's the ultimate story. If you want to know what God thinks of adoption, folks, we're talking to Kirk Cameron. He was a star in the 80s. I don't know whatever happened to him. We'll be right back.
I walked by your house at night and hoped that I might see the guy who's got you in a spin. I wish that guy was me. I don't know why it's you I'm dreaming of.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more, maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you.
Hey, folks, when I was a kid, we'd watch Leave it to Beaver. And years later, we'd say, hey, whatever happened to Beaver, to Jerry Mathers? And people say, oh, yeah, did you hear, like, he died in Vietnam? Not true, of course. But I always was wondering, what happened to that guy from the 80s, Kirk Cameron? Whatever happened to him? Here's what happened to him. Look, he grew a beard, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. And he lets me call him my friend. But I think that's pushing it.
Only in private.
Because I'm insulting.
Only in private. Only
publicly.
Only
in private.
He doesn't. Come on, he walks away. We're on TV now.
He walks away. Okay, so I want to be clear. This film is called Life Mark. You can go to LifeMarkMovie.com. It's streaming on PureFlix. It's a beautiful, beautiful story about adoption. And we were saying this earlier, Kirk, that we've got to tell the world about adoption. It's a beautiful idea. So when somebody says, I've got to terminate my pregnancy, they use that euphemism. You say, why would you do that? There are people out there who would be beyond delighted to raise that child. It's such a beautiful, beautiful idea, adoption. And the movie Life Mark tells that story. You and the Kendrick Brothers executive produced it, and you are starring in it as the adoptive father in the film.
As the adoptive father, that's right.
Okay, now I want to talk about you as an actual father in real life. You've got all these kids. You adopted four of them. Your youngest, Olivia, just wrote a piece that was published in Focus on the Family. Talk about that, because you sent that to me yesterday, and I thought, if I've got you on the air, let me ask you about it.
Well, I'm excited whenever any young person writes an article and acknowledges that they understand the issue, that life is precious, life is to be celebrated and defended at all costs. Without life, we don't have liberty, we don't have the pursuit of happiness, nothing. It all goes out the window without life. And particularly this young generation is getting it. And my daughter wrote an article that was published recently on the Focus on the Family website. It's called Reproductive Justice, which is the phrase that we hear a lot about now. Reproductive justice does not include abortion. And she explains in great detail and very articulately why abortion is the opposite of reproductive justice. And I was just so proud of her. I had to send it to you, Eric. I send it to everybody I knew.
I think I've said this a number of times. I even said it at the March for Life when I had the privilege of speaking briefly there a few years ago. And I talk about the same theme in my book, Is Atheism Dead? Science is pointing more and more and more to the truth of God. And part of that truth is the humanity of the child in the womb that we now know, and the younger generation knows it better than we did growing up because of the technology that's ubiquitous, it's obvious, sonograms, that what is in the womb we now know is a human being. And when I was a kid, somebody could just say, well, who's to say or whatever. The technology has made it more and more and more obvious. And people of the generation of our kids, they know. It's harder for them to look away. And so this generation is a more pro-life generation because it's just undeniable. It's just an extraordinary thing.
It is undeniable. And I remember if I were to ask you, Eric, when was your wife a mother? Well, it wasn't when the child was born, but when the child was in her womb, Then you knew she's a mom. She's already taking care of that baby with how she eats. She's making sure she's taking care of herself. She's eating for two, right? That's when you became a dad. I became a dad, is when our wives were pregnant. And I'm excited to see my daughter pick up on this stuff and be so passionate about it. You know, no one told her to write this article. She just wrote it. And it just lays out so many great arguments. But this just the idea that because a child is so small, or because a child is unwanted, or because a child is dependent upon the mother, those things don't erase personhood. And she makes that point really clearly. Hitler tried to erase personhood with the Jews by giving them all of these qualifications that made them unworthy of being real people that needed to be protected. And we're essentially doing the same thing with these little humans inside the womb. They need to be protected. Otherwise, we go down that slippery slope, and all of a sudden, you know, we're tossing grandma over the canoe, and we're getting rid of disabled and elderly people just because, they're a drain on an economic system. We can't do that. We've got to protect all life at all costs, everywhere we find it.
And that is really another narrative that we have to get out there, is that it is because of the Bible and the God of the Bible that we have progress in terms of the idea that slavery is bad, that we are all equal
100%.
In God's eyes. All of these ideas come out of the Bible, and pagan cultures around the world and other cultures around the world that don't subscribe to what it says in the Bible, they have no problem with killing the elderly or letting the elderly die or having children born. And you say, well, this child is defective, so we're going to put this child out in the woods to die. That is normative for broken, fallen, sinful human beings. And it is only because of the Bible that we have been able to say emphatically, no, we cannot dehumanize the Jews. We should not dehumanize the Africans. We should not. We have to treat everyone according to what the Bible says, and that extends to the womb. And so it's a radical narrative in history, but it's beautiful. Adoption is beautiful, and we need to tell this story over and over and over again so everybody gets it. Well, Kirk Cameron, we're out of time, but I want to remind people again.
Thank you, Eric.
Lifemark is the film. Lifemark, you can go to lifemarkmovie.com. It's streaming on PureFlix. You can get a copy. It's just a happy, happy story, and you can see Kirk on TBN on his program Takeaways. Kirk, my friend, thank you. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with U.S. USA Cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, this is the show about everything, including the economy. You know, I couldn't be more ignorant about that stuff. But one thing I will tell you is that some things don't smell right to me. And digital currency, crypto stuff, I've always said this is like as far from the gold standard as you could possibly go. I don't trust it. So I actually get to discuss this with somebody who knows a little bit about this. One of our sponsors is Legacy Precious Metals, and the CEO, Charles Thorngren, is my guest. Charles, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be back.
I just have to say, honestly, this. Let's talk a little bit about this FTX crisis. We don't have a lot of time, but crypto, it's looking very, very bad for crypto. Part of me is glad because I've just never trusted it. What is your feeling about what's going on right now?
You know, you say something that's really important, and you've never trusted it, and most people haven't. You know, most people don't understand it, and that's one of the key things. You know, crypto itself, the platforms are magnificent. The way they use them, the way they use contracts, and the way information is transferred back and forth, it's a beautiful technology. But not every technology is an investment. That's the thing. You have these platforms, right, and this new technology that very few people understand. And those that do, they're in their 30s. But here, like with FTX, the problem is just because you can write a sequence of code doesn't mean that you're a chief financial officer, doesn't mean that you're a chief operating officer. So that's where the problem comes in. You have brilliant people with brilliant tech, but they're not businessmen. They don't know how to run a business, and it leads you to over leveraged companies like FTX.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, well, it's a scandal. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I have in my notes here that Warren Buffett, who knows a little bit about markets and money, has invested almost $1 billion in silver. I wanted to bring this up with you because obviously. Legacy Precious Metals is all about investing in gold and silver. That is very telling to me that he would invest nearly $1 billion in silver. What do you think he's sensing?
You know, the Wizard of Omaha has known for quite a while that our dollar and the economies are in trouble, and it's a bet he's made, and it's not just all in the past couple months. He's built this platform. He's built this portfolio of silver over time because he's seen a general weakness of the dollar, which is a great reason to own precious metals. If the base unit of our economy is getting weaker and losing purchasing power, you need something to offset it. That's what silver's been. And I think what we see now, as we see the troubles kick up in the economy, in the equities markets, in the bond markets, in the real estate markets, it makes more sense now than ever to make sure that you have the protections of metals. That's what it does. This is the place to be during these times. And I think we're seeing that, you know, Warren Buffett has really, without coming out and saying buy metals, said buy metals, because that's where my money's going.
It's amazing. And I just want to be clear. You're the CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. People can find you at legacypminvestments.com. Is that the best website?
Best website.
LegacyPMInvestments.com. So, I mean, you talk about buying silver and gold. What are some of the reasons, the best reasons now for somebody, for example, to buy gold or silver?
Oh, great question. And I think right now more than ever, we know that the recession is yet to hit full effect. we have a government that won't even admit that it's happening right now. That's one issue, and we'll put that to the side. But we know the recession's coming. We know during recessions, metals outperform almost everything out there. And in this particular recession, it will be the investment that saves purchasing power for you. And we've seen it this year alone. While metals have come down about 6%, that's sure a lot better than what equities have done for people's portfolios. You know, people are in a 30% loss range at this point. And that's what metals do. They offer you that safety. And as we look forward and see more issues globally, not just here in the United States, but globally for economies, here's the point where you're going to see metals really outperform everything. They're going to get you the protection you need for your investments and then also have a return on it as well. It's not going to just save you from your purchasing power, save that loss of purchasing power. It's going to show you a return over the next couple of years. That's the important thing. And that's why people who don't have metals really need to consider doing it.
Well, obviously, the stability of it is a big selling point. If people go to the website legacypminvestments.com, what are they going to find there? In other words, how is it possible for them to do this?
You're going to find some great information there. We're going to give you a little bit of information about us, about Legacy, some of the reasons why metals make sense now. But more importantly, if you go to the website and put your information in, request one of our gold investment guides, it's going to give you even more information. It'll also allow us to be able to get in touch with you to answer any questions each individual has, because we want to look at this from the individual. Does it make sense for everyone? Yes, but it makes sense in different ways. So we want to be able to spend that time with you so that you can figure out what works the best for your specific scenario and your specific portfolio.
I'm just fascinated by the idea that it's tangible. In other words, the idea that gold and silver are tangible. There's nothing ethereal about it. And when somebody like Warren Buffett, you know, invests almost $1 billion in silver, my mind immediately goes to how much silver is $1 billion. I'm trying to picture, you know, like when you think of the value of silver, what is it now? It's like $20 an ounce or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to picture how much silver, just where, you know, where is it stored? Where do they store? I mean, gold's a little bit easier because it's worth a lot more. But where, if people invest in something like this, where is it stored?
You know, some people store it at home, depending on how much they purchase, right? Some people choose to have it stored for them. We have some depositories here in the United States and throughout the world where we know it's safe. We've got our own metals there as well that we own as a company, my personal metals too. So it's stored depending on what works for you at home.
I just love the idea. I want to put it in a coffee can in the backyard. Folks, we're out of time. Go to legacypminvestments.com. LegacyPMInvestments.com. Charles Thorngren, once again, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Alvin.
Yeah, Eric.
What are we going to do
I don't know.
To motivate our audience to give to CSI?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
Because I actually don't know what I can do or say. I just want to say, folks, that it's frustrating because people always, wherever I go, wherever I am, they ask me, hey, what can I do, Eric? You know, because, like, you know, there's evil in the world. There's all kinds of problems. People say, what can I do? What can I do? The real answer is anything. In other words, anything you do unto God for his purposes anywhere affects everything. And so sometimes something is teed up so cleanly that I just think, like, if you don't take a whack at that, you're really making a mistake. It's like not voting. That's not going to – like you've got to – when something is absolutely teed up, it's just a clean shot. CSI, okay, it doesn't get more obvious. They're freeing people from literal slavery. So we're not talking about metaphorical slavery. We're talking about people in southern Sudan who, because of their Christian faith, are
enslaved by radical Muslims who believe in slavery. Think how sick that is, folks. But the idea that we could do something about it, we could give to Christian Solidarity, I want to encourage you, folks. I mean, there may come a time where you don't have 5 cents. When you have 5 cents, use it for God's purposes. What you have, we have liberty, we have every kind of treasure, whether it's talent or beauty or friendship or freedom or money, or we just have whatever we have, and God wants us to use it for his purposes. And I think when something like this comes to me, I mean, you know, we do different campaigns on this program for things we believe in, but Christian Solidarity International, they're the real deal. They're around the world. But the idea that they are literally freeing people from slavery, I mean, it's incomprehensible stuff, folks, and we get to participate. So there are people out there who you could dig deep and give $250 and free a slave. Like, this is not like an idea. This is actually true. So I want to encourage you to do that. The website is our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, not to be confused with EricMetaxas.com. EricMetaxas.com is getting a makeover. We've kind of redone it, and we're still in the process of messing with EricMetaxas.com, and I think we'll have some fun stuff there. But the radio website is MetaxasTalk.com. If you want to know how to listen to the program, if you want to listen to the program, there's all kinds of stuff there. There's a store there. If you want to get a Christmas gifts, there's a store. You can get my book signed, Albin's books. You get, there's all kinds of stuff there. But at the top of the page is the banner for Christian Solidarity International. And, I mean, I know there are folks out there that can't give $250. They can give $50. Imagine saying to your grandfather or grandmother or your mom or your dad or someone who doesn't really want something from you, imagine saying to them, I gave this much money to free a slave in your name. That's my gift to you for Christmas.
Yeah.
This is real. This is God's work. It doesn't get more simple than this. It's this simple. And Christian Solidarity International has done everything. The only thing they don't have is the money to make this happen. So that's why they come to us, which is to say to you and to me.
Can I give them the phone number? It's, it's 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Please be as generous as you can this Christmas season, folks. This is great. This
I mean,
great.
There are people out there who could give $10,000 that would free 40 people from slavery. We're not making it up, folks. Can you do that? What can you do? I'm going to hold my breath until you dial this number, 888-253-3522, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. I'm inhaling now.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.